Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Folks, we have Pamela Antella with us right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Pamela.
Thank you so much for having me today, Mark. I'm just so happy and just encouraged by what you do and for letting me come and just talk about things. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, you know what the show's about. We're here to recognize difference makers in our communities. We want to share their stories and their efforts, and we want to make a difference in the lives of others. And if somebody's listening right now, I want to reach that individual so that they can see where they can make a difference. Maybe they're down in the dumps. Maybe they're not feeling very good about their life. Maybe they don't have a lot of hope right now. If there's something that we can share with them that gives them that hope or that peace or that comfort that they're needing to help bring them up so that they can make a difference in somebody's life themselves, then I think that that's a mission accomplished.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like sometimes, you know, we go through things. Whether they're big or small, we still suffer. What are we doing to endure, to come over that? And it's easy said than done, but I feel like we have to be strong and realize that there is hope if we persevere. And that's something that we have to continue to strive for. I feel like with me, my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So in the beginning stage, I was afraid for her, but I really didn't understand how to cope with it. And the biggest thing that she helped me was with her faith. So I learned throughout that time just to pause and stop and just trust that it's going to be okay, even though that sometimes I'm not okay. Give yourself that kind of time, like, okay, I can do better, and how do I overcome all this?
You were being comforted by the person who was actually carrying the physical burden of cancer.
Yeah, absolutely, which is crazy because usually the caregiver is the one who has it together. But basically, it was the other way around, you know?
This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.